This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I have some news, some good news.
Some good news, yes.
Yes, NPR has announced that Audie Cornish is going to leave her post covering Capitol Hill, and she will succeed me as the host of Weekend Edition Sunday. Audie and I are going to chat later in the program, but I thought you'd want to know that you'll have a new puzzle partner starting in the fall.
Well, that'll be great. Of course, no one's ever going to replace you, Leanne, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, one of the things she's going to have to get used to is doing the puzzle. And one of the important elements of that puzzle is the challenge that you give every week. What was it for last week?
Yes, it came from listener Aida Das Havel via the internet. I said, think of two common girls' names, seven letters each, that start with the same four letters in the same order. I said, drop these four letters in each name. Mix together the last three letters in each name to come up with another common girl's name in six letters. What names are these?
And what names are they?
Well, the intended answer, and I think the best one, is Natalie and Natasha. Drop the N-A-T-A, mix those other letters together, you get Sheila. Now, there's lots of girls' names, and people can debate what's common or not, so we accepted any set of names that seemed to work.
It seemed to flummox our listeners. We only had 700 submitting answers to this go-round, and our randomly chosen winner is Jim Bronner of Savannah, Georgia. Hi there, Jim.
Hi.
Hi. What do you do in Savannah?
I'm a math professor at Armstrong Atlantic State University here in Savannah.
Oh, well, you seem to have a way with words. How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
So this one I kind of put aside after Sunday. I didn't come up with anything. And then Thursday rolled around, and I thought, oh, I better get moving if I want to do a submission.
Well, you're ready to play today. I can tell you've got some enthusiasm in your voice.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we won't hold you back. Will, meet Jim. Jim, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Jim. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The word that goes in the first blank has an O as its second letter. Drop the O, and you'll get a new word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, if I were to hit my thumb with a hammer, of blank I would blank. You would say, of course I would curse. Okay, number one. I recognized the blank of Don Johnson from Miami blank.
Voice and vice.
That's correct. Number two. The agricultural season starts with the blank of seeds and ends with the blank of a scythe. Mm. Well, what do you do to seeds in the spring?
You plant
them?
Sowing?
Sowing and swing.
Swing.
And the swing of a scythe.
Very good.
Ah, okay.
Try this. I bet when he was a kid growing up in Kazakhstan, blank was a blank.
Who do I know from Kazakhstan?
Oh, he was starred in a movie a couple of years ago.
Borat and Brat.
Oh, yeah.
Borat was a brat, right?
Okay.
To protect your wood furniture and floor, you should use blank on the table and blank under the chair. To protect your wood.
Yeah. It's not polished because it can't be plish.
Well, if you want to set a drink on the table, or drinks on the table, what would you use?
A coaster and caster. Yeah.
Coasters and casters, good. As the deadline from the professional organizer approached, the blank found it even blank to throw things away.
Hoarder.
Yes.
Hoarder and harder, good. When Maud blank the stale bread, it blank better.
Toasted, tasted.
Yes.
Very good. And here's your last one. While rowing us across the lake, the 1960s TV-loving blank whistled the theme music from blank.
Boater?
No.
Oh, you got the right word. Boat. Yeah, I just need a different suffix.
Oh, Boatman, Batman.
Boatman and Batman. Nice job.
Da, 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 da.
Oh. Excellent. Not only do you play the puzzle well, but you join in when it comes time to hum an answer or a clue. We love it. Jim, you were great. And we have some things for you for playing our puzzle today. You know you're going to get the Weekend Edition lapel pin. And there are other puzzle books and games, and you can read about them on our website, npr.org/puzzle. Before we let you go, Jim, tell us what member station you listen to.
WSVH in Savannah, 91.1. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to add my voice to the chorus of those thanking you, Leanne, for being such a memorable part of our Sunday mornings. We'll miss you and wish you a very happy retirement.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. Jim Bronner of Savannah, Georgia, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us this week, and thank you so much for your kind words.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Okay, Will, what do you have for next week?
Make a 4x4 square crossword with four four-letter words reading across and four different four-letter words reading down. Use NAGS, N-A-G-S, at one across, and NEWT, N-E-W-T, at one down. Now, all eight words must be common uncapitalized words. And here's the tricky part. You cannot repeat any letter in the square. All 16 letters must be different. Can you do it? So again, a 4x4 square crossword, NAGS one across, NEWT one down, all eight words must be common uncapitalized words, and do not repeat any letter in the square. Can you do it?
No, but I'll try. And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will, and I know you're going to China, so I want to wish you a safe trip.
Thanks a lot.